Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. We're here on the real side. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. How's that? That's my favorite one, you know that. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on, and Alfonso Rachel's going to join me after the first break. Going to love him. I mean, look, with everything that's been going on in the news lately, with everything that's happening here that you're seeing with the black BLM or the black community, it's interesting that there's only a bunch of white folks speaking for them. You ever notice that? All of a sudden, we've got the perfect... Now, when I used to speak on black issues, you guys on the left used to pummel me with emails that said, you have no right to speak about black issues, you're not black. You have no right to speak about woman issues, you don't have a uterus. Well, why doesn't it work the same way? Right? You white folks that are out there, you're screaming and you're talking about black issues, why? Now, some of you would say what I would say, right? I mean, you're speaking about all issues. Human is human. We want to help everybody out. We want to make sure everybody's truly getting treated fairly. Right? That's not a noble thing. It's the way it should be. Seriously. You know, these school districts here in California have been hit with these equity programs. Right? That you have to go out of your way to make sure the black community gets everything that they need to succeed. Okay. Well, what about the Hispanic community? What about the Asian community? I mean, you look at the Hispanic community, and their young men are having a heck of a time in school. For whatever the reasons are, I don't know. Though I serve on the school board, sometimes they say it's they don't have access to the resources. They're the only one in the house that speaks English, or. Okay, great. Then let's get them the resources they need. Is it the internet access? Let's get them internet access. Instead of us paying for them down the road to re-educate them or do whatever we have to do with them, it's cheaper to buy them a $25 a month service at their home for internet. But no. We have to focus on one group. And again, I'm not beating on the black community. This is not the goal here. And I realize that in the past, the black community is taking advantage. And maybe it is today. But not to the degree it was in the 50s and or 60s. And to try to make the claim that today it's as bad as it was in the 50s, you're just a liar. You're deceitful. And if you think that giving reparations and or giving bailout money goes to black farmers first. Yeah, that's going to help race relations. Now, that'll make everything work. Let's go to reparations, right? Because, listen, I don't know why should we cut them any money in reparations? How about we do this? Because, you know, you heard it, you saw it, the riots. Well, let's just give them a pass. Anything that they steal, that they take out of the stores because they need, you know, clothing and food and what have you, that'll be the reparations. Like those big box stores that decided they got woke all of a sudden. Let's just say I don't know, whatever ones they are, you now have permission. If you're a black person, you can go into any one of those stores, steal what you want. We won't stop you because it's part of reparations. Did you hear one of the heads of BLM when she said, you know, when you go to Neiman Marcus and you steal, it's okay because they have insurance. You think that would work for me? You think I'd get a pass on that? No, seriously. I'm irritated because the same people that scream equality all the time, or equity or what have you, don't really mean it. And this is proof. They're trying to appease a group of people, and it's not even that group of people. It's really funny that when these black advocates, BLM, where has BLM been all week? Where have they been with these riots? What? They're burning down black businesses. Glad to see they're helping out. Yeah, you're right. I am hot on it. That's just this. There's other things going on to make me nuts because the left socialist Democrats have gotten so emboldened with the power they perceive that they have that they're doing it right in front of you. Jerry Nadler says, we're not packing the court. We're unpacking the court. Imagine if Trump tried to add 4 to the Supreme Court. No, they're packing the court. They believe the Constitution is a living and breathing document. They could care less what our founding fathers had to say. They only care about what's going on today. And when you look at, you know, again, I had a black friend of mine today called me this afternoon. We were talking about some of the issues going on and some of the riots and what have you. And he said, you know what I noticed? He said, I never noticed it before. He said, God bless Hollywood became woke. And I said, what do you mean? Right? Because, you know, remember, we kept hearing about how there were very few black producers. There were very few roles for blacks. There were all this stuff here. And I'm going, well, you know, it's Hollywood. Once guys crack down on them. So we were joking and laughing. He says, have you seen commercials lately? I said, yeah. And he goes, all of a sudden, more blacks have diabetes than ever before. They were in all the diabetes commercials. All of a sudden, you get all these blacks in these weight loss commercials. Are they fat and overweight? Oh, wait a minute. Maybe Hollywood just got woke. There weren't enough roles for black actors. So here, we'll give them all these roles in the commercials and such. I've never seen so many mixed race couples. Now, let's be clear. I don't care. My attitude is the best person for the job should get the job. But I don't care what color you are. I don't care what height you are. I don't care how round you are, and you know what I mean. I just care whether you can do the job or not. Let's see what Alfonso Rachel has to say about that and many other things that you're going to see come down. Joe Bettini, your host, this is The Real Side of DCL Life. Be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Here's the Real Center. Keep getting live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. You need to get off your butt and make a difference. Okay, the guy I love having on every week. We always have such a good time, and frankly, I think you do too. You enjoy having him on as well. Alfonso Rachel, lovingly referred to as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopium Den, Anti-Fuddy Bible Study, and Anti-Fuddy Duddy. I almost left the word out. Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And Zoe, thanks for being with me. I always love having you with me, man.
Man, it's a good time hanging out with you, man. It's like, I know the audience may feel like kind of conflicted. It's like, he's crazy. Are we supposed to like Craig Craig? I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with this, but I like it.
You know, I used to go to a church years ago in South Central. They don't call it South Central anymore. They got a different name for it now, right? Mm-hmm. So you know the area I live in. It's probably 85% white, okay? Uh-huh. And the church I went to was probably 97% black. But again, so they had this gospel comedy slam.
Okay.
And they were hilarious. I mean, I saw them the year before and I had a lot of fun. So I grabbed a bunch of my buddies and said, come on, let's go down. This is just go to church. You can laugh. Good, clean humor, right? You can have laughs. And I took them down there. And there were a lot of black jokes going back and forth because there were a lot of black comedians, right? Mm. Audience is 98% black. And they're looking horrified. Right? I'm looking at them going, dude, it's okay. your brothers and sisters here, it's okay. But they had been so conditioned, right? If they don't want to make fun of somebody, they go, he's down there making fun of himself. It's okay. I'm sorry. I just thought that was hilarious, you know, what they've done. And now I was talking to you during the break in the first segment, how woke Hollywood has become. They've realized that there's a black community or something I just found out. I'm very sorry if this is true. There are more blacks dying of diabetes and such, because that's all I see in the commercials is now black people. So I'm sorry that your people are suffering so much.
Oh no, not the sugar. Never. this is new. This is a new thing to me, Joe. I've never heard of such a thing. And you know, I guess that racist diabetes, you know, sugar being white and all, you know, then caught up with us. And I don't know. Newsflash to the so-called SJW folks and the Bloomberg types that want to protect. What was it, Bloomberg? That want to protect us from sugar and want to make sure that you know, we don't have them extra large soft drinks and whatnot. No, that's been an issue for a long time. And you know, it's like because even my wife, she worries about this because you know diabetes runs in your family. So my wife, you know, she worries about me with stuff like that. So man, just this whole narrative is it's insane. It's really ridiculous. It's almost like people getting sugar drunk. Have you ever seen a person who's diabetic, man, and they take in sugar like the way they're not supposed to, and they start to get like kind of drunk? People are getting drunk off of this junk food narrative that is just going around, man. They're getting like way out there with it, man. And
it's almost like in watching television and watching these commercials come down. Okay, so you got all the food diseases and such. Now only black people suffering from those. Oh, and by the way, you know, only black people require low interest for loans, okay, because all the loan commercials on TV now are all black folks on there. No, I'm sorry. That's wrong. I just got a text. It's mixed race couples now that require low interest loans, okay? So we're gonna fit it in so we get both sides in. Well, what if I'm Asian? I'm going to be really upset about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not in the commercial.
They do a lot of sugar. They food.
All right. So I got to have fun with some of this stuff because it's just so stupid, you know, 24/7 with this garbage, right?
Yeah, it goes on and on, man. And you know, and now I'm going to play devil's advocate on this, for lack of a better way of putting it. Like, but one of the reasons why, you know, we see how, you know, in the black community, everything seems to be, they're just so sensitive to everything, right? Just black folks, man, everything is like racist to us. And the thing is, Joe, is that from day one, like right out of the womb, you know, and being that we're 13% of the population, that's if we're lucky to be able to get out of the womb, you know, right out of, you know, so the insecurity even starts right there. But the thing is, in black culture, it qualifies you to be uniquely black to make jokes about other black people. And in this church, it may seem like all in good fun and stuff like that. You know, they're making fun of themselves and whatnot. And they'll even try to convince themselves that they do it, you know, to toughen themselves up. It's just, you know, a show of endearment or, you know, that's just how we are, culture. That's how we relate to each other. And, you know, we got to make sure that we're tough enough to deal with the white man being all racist to us and stuff like that. It's like, no, that's not true. The most degrading person that a black person will meet is another black person. All right. A lot of times we call it the dozens, right? And the dozens. And, you know, and so we start to snap and we start bagging on each other. Usually the first thing they're going to target is the fact that they're black, right? I'm going to make fun of you for being black. I'm going to zero in on these things. And basically the one who can be the most dominant is the one who can make that person basically feel the most insecure about being black. Right. If you do something wrong, whatever it is that you did wrong, the first thing that they're going to target is you being black. They're going to curse you for being black first and then address your grievance, right? No other culture really does that. You know, you white so-and-so this, and you get your white ASS that, and you do this, and it's like, no. Or you Chinese this, and you Chinese that. Chinese people typically don't do that to each other. You Mexican this, or you Mexicans typically don't do that to each other.
You never grew up in an Italian household, but go ahead.
Well, you know, we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
but, you know, in black culture, it's prevalent. It's very prevalent in black culture. So with blacks, out from the get-go, they're made to be very insecure about their race. You N-word this, you N-word that, you black this, you black that, and so on and so forth. And then they'll try to say that it's other people that are being racist towards us, when usually it's them who are doing themselves dirty. And so all that to say, Joe, when we see how everything seems to be so sensitive with them, where everything is racist, is because that's just how in black culture, that's what qualifies you as being black. And you're made to have a thin skin about it under the guise of making your skin thicker about it. It doesn't work. It's totally counterproductive.
Yeah, it's funny because, again, growing up, you know, the way I did, we were always making fun of Italian people. We were Italians, you know. Don't be a guinea. You do something really stupid. It was always like, really? Don't be so Italian. It was kind of always making fun of each other. But I don't know. Maybe it's different in different cultures. I mean, I grew up with a lot of sarcasm. And sarcasm not to necessarily degrade you, but to show how stupid what you were doing. You know, there's been a thing going around about All in the Family. And, you know, they talk about how we grew up as kids and why we weren't offended by everything. And maybe we need to talk about that a little bit on the other side of the break. All in the Family was not put out there, I think, to degrade the black community. I think it was put out there to show just how ugly and stupid racism actually is. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. More with Zoe on the other side of the break.
I knew you were going to say.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The top watchdog for the Capitol Police told a congressional committee the attack at the Capitol on January 6th has highlighted the need for a cultural change within the police department. Inspector General Michael Bolton says there's also a need for more training.
I've never saw a intelligence document that's going to say, this is exactly what's going to happen on this date, and here's where it is going to be. It's always something that you have to read in between the lines, disseminate, and you have to have trained professional analysts to be able to do that.
The body cam video of a Chicago police officer shooting and killing 13-year-old Adam Toledo last month has now been made public. The Toledo family lawyer, Adina Weiss-Ortiz, says the young teen dropped a gun he was holding right before he was shot.
If he asks him to toss it and show his hands and the kid complies, then he shouldn't be shot.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and long and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed her.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. The man with the real rhythm. I don't have any. Well, actually, I do. Drummers, you know, I don't know about you, Zoe, but I played the drums all through my teenage and high school years and all that, and even later on in life, but couldn't dance worth a darn, though. Could keep a beat with sticks. Could look like I was having a bout with epilepsy standing up when I was on the floor dancing. It's really bad. Anyhow.
Well, you know, fellow timekeepers, you know, we have our best bits here and there. It's like, you know, I mean, I can cut a mean rug when I want to, but there's certain things. Yeah, it's like, but, you know, there are other areas where it's like, man, I am clumsy as all get out, man. It's like, no, you know what? You just need to sit down. Go ahead and sit down behind the drum sets. And try to redeem yourself. Call on the Lord to redeem you.
Just sit there and shut up and pound out the beat and get it over with. All right.
Right.
Hey, where do people find your music and find your anti-funded study Bible study and so forth?
Oh, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. You can catch my music project, 20-pound sledge. Help us rock that gospel, y'all. There's a lot of musical mind rot out there. You know, let's compete. You know, I got the Zopium Den, you know, House of the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study. You can look fashionable with these shirts.
I like that shirt. Like
right, but thank you. Thank you. Got the Zoloft, you know, where you can come get your head right. And so folks want to check it out. And
the music, and that's the other thing with the music is, you know, I've actually gotten in little tiffs with people over this in the past. I go, look, everybody's got their music that they like. You know, I like the big band sound from the old days and some of the classic rock stuff. But I still watch what I put in my head. There's still stuff I won't listen to because the message in it is really bad. And you know, people say, well, you know, I know the difference. Well, I'm glad you know the difference. But think about things that become first nature to you after you hear them for so long or say them or act out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, did you ever smoke?
No.
Okay. Well, you're a better man than I am. I smoked for years. And when I quit, even for years after I quit, after I'd have a decent meal, I'd be looking for my pack of cigarettes. Hadn't smoked in like 2 years. And I'm going, where did my... Oh, I don't smoke anymore. Oh, that's right. It's just a mental thing, you know? So we get stuck in those things, and it's hard. Same thing with the music. If you like a certain kind of music, then find guys like, you know, Zoe, and listen to his music, if that's the kind of music you want to listen to, because, you know, you're not going to get that crap put in your head. You know what I'm saying?
But, well, a lot of it is the messaging, you know. It's like a different kind, you know, not every kind of music is going to appeal to certain people, but just be careful that you just throw out the baby with the bathwater, because a lot of music that's out there is crap anyway, with a crappy message. But the people who put the money behind it, a lot of times the people who even put the money behind this music, they don't even like that kind of music. But they know what it does. You know, it's like they're trying to make sure that they keep a market, and they need this market thinking a certain way. And so they make sure that they contract certain musicians to go out there and put out this garbage. Well, there needs to be competition for that, you know, a market that helps to break this spell that people have on people, because music is a powerful tool. So even if people don't necessarily agree with the kind of message, and you don't even have to put your dollar votes behind it, but make sure that you at least like share it. You know, and tell people, it's like, look, man, this may not be, you know, this, but somebody over here might like this kind of music, but the message, make sure that the message, that you show a sense of value for the message.
Well, the Bible tells us to watch, to guard our ears, guard our eyes. Yeah. What do we put into our minds? What do we put into our hearts? And let's go down, because you went down the road, and I hadn't really given it much thought, except during the break, was when you talked about how self-demeaning, if you would, the black community could be or gets. And we were talking in a break, too. I was telling you about my Italian neighborhood, and there's some similarities there. But, you know, let me beat on hip-hop. You know, you look at the hip-hop music, or even rap, for that matter, and you listen to the words. It's one of the most demeaning music or demeaning lyrics towards a certain community than anything else. I mean, why? Why does it do so well?
Unfortunately, because in the black community, they're convinced that this is what it is to qualify as authentically black. That takes precedence over anything. I talk about this in my audiobook, A Solid Right Cross. Like in black culture, you have to be black before anything else. And these are the qualifications to do so. So you'll have this music, and they'll try to tell each other that it's just a term of endearment. It doesn't mean anything. Well, it's like, if it doesn't mean anything, why do you keep doing it? If there's no value in it, why are you spending money in doing it? But they do these things, and they're talking about all this violence and Hispanicizing with violence and stuff like that. And they put these, you know, songs out there, you know, the Kill the N-Word song. And then when white people want, oh, well, hey, man, that's got a good groovy beat to it. I want to buy it. And they're singing the Kill the N-Word song, too. And then they want to accuse other people of saying the N-Word and being racist. It's like, well, you invited them to say these things in the first place. But, you know, in black culture, it's in every culture has their tendency to do it. You know, but once again, we're talking about culture. People may like tease each other on cultural levels, or, you know, whether it's food or even their cultural religions and stuff like that. But in black culture, it is the objective to target the fault of simply being black. I mean, because you can have different kinds of Europeans, right? Basically, when you look at European, whether you're European, whether you're Russian or whether you're French or whichever, you know, we're still looking at, you know, like this European body of people. So you can make fun of different cultures as far as that goes. But in black culture, it's more than talk about culture. Your very fault is being black. Your skin color is going to be targeted. The size of your nose, the size of your lips, the texture of your hair. I am going to denigrate you and make you as insecure as possible. And then I want to make you feel like everybody else hates you for being black. You're just not lovable. So when the police pull you over, they've got no love for you. They already hate you for being black. Because you know what? I hate you for being black too. Because I just showed you how much I'm going to make fun of you for being black. But it's all good, bro. It's all in love. So they go ahead and do these things, and then they wonder why they're so insecure, or people wonder why they're so insecure, and everything seems racist to them, because that's simply how they're brought up, because that's what it takes to qualify as being black.
You know, I look at, again, go back to the music, and I hear what you're saying. When do we get back to the word, though? When do we get back to, especially, again, a lot of these kids that I used to listen to and, you know, hear them talk and what have you, in the black community. I told you the church I went to, and you know that area. Again, listening to this stuff on church grounds, and okay, I'm not pounding them because they're listening to it in church grounds, but there's no edifying words in here for them. Mm-hmm. They come out of church, they come out of their, maybe their Bible study, or whatever they're doing, whatever it is that they're learning there on church grounds, and right away, it's almost like you spin around on your heels and go, okay, Satan, what do you got for me? Right? I mean, seriously, where are the parents? When do we get back? When do those, not just the black community, others, but we're talking about the black community for the moment. When do the others, when does the black community get back in these areas? Because this music is big in the black communities.
Well, indeed, the music is big in these communities, and like I said, Joe, right from the get-go, before they're taught how to read, they're taught to be insecure about being black in the first place.
Wow.
So, you know, once that's set in, once that starts to get imprinted, it's, you know, from there, what are you looking for in the Word? It's not about looking for who Jesus is. It's about looking for to get the oppression to stop. And the Word of God tells us about these things. So in the black community, in the black churches, they're talking about this overcome thing. And it's like, you don't really want to overcome. Just like the Israelites in Egypt, they didn't want freedom. They never asked for freedom, you know, and God knew it. That's why he kept ramping up the oppression. It's like, are you guys really sure about what it is that you want from me? Because it really seems like you guys are okay to be slaves. You want to be comfortable slaves. That's what it comes down to. And it's not really freedom that you want. So what happened? As sure enough, when they got out of Egypt, they wanted to go back because God was right. It's like, you didn't want freedom. You just wanted to be comfortable slaves. So in the black community, it's like they want they want to be comfortable. They have these things that they feel entitled to, and they want justice and all these sorts of things for their insecurities, when it was really other blacks that were making them insecure in the first place.
Yeah, interesting you should say that. Again, we've been talking about this for a while, where I say I believe that the left especially, they want a race war. They want an out-and-out race war between whites and blacks. They need it to be able to take the full control that they want to take.
Yes.
And when you look at what they're pushing and what they're saying and how they're doing it, I was talking about it in the first hour when I said, the first segment, you look at the black families that will be getting financial aid first in the Midwest, you know, the farmers, while the whites are suffering. Well, let's not do this. Not just the whites, but whites, Hispanics, Asians, whatever. Everybody is suffering the same in the Midwest when it comes to this kind of thing. But the blacks are going to get it first. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about reference. We're talking about all these things all of a sudden that are going to go to black families first, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think that's going to spark something, then you're not thinking. Joe Mancini, right. Host, listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. Double team, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless you. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're tuning in. I know there's 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, and I have to believe it's your high level of IQ, which is why you chose this not just the station, but this program to listen to. And the high caliber of intelligent guests I have on as well. Alfonso Rachel joins me, lovingly referred to as, oh, look, he's laughing at himself over here. Host of Sophie and Dan, Anti-Funny Daddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And Zo, always a fun time when you're on with me, man.
Likewise, man.
All right, so let's get, you know, I'm not getting to any of the issues that I wanted to get to. We do this all the time, but I think it's a good conversation. It's a good way to go, and I want to talk about some of the issues that happened this week. Some of the shootings and non-shootings, and it's just like everybody is afraid and wound so tight. We're asking for a problem. But you said something in the last segment that got my ears all perking up over here. And you know, you said there's systemic racism. Now, I've been screaming for a long time, there is no systemic racism. But then, you know, in listening to you over the last few years, apparently there is. But it's not really all whites. It's coming from mostly from one group in particular, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Now, I mean, when conservatives hear systemic racism, you know, they're thinking, wait a minute, I'm not racist and I'm not doing it. But it's a lot of times we tend to view things from our own experience, and that's what we think is kind of like the whole. And even have like we'll have stats to back it up. But then we know that this is coming from somewhere. We know that America has a history of racism. We know, and we know, that there is a, excuse me, there's a block of people, a party in particular, who wanted to make sure that it stayed that way. And the thing that America is still so bitter, the racism that America is still so bitter over, it comes from the Democrat Party. And the Democrat Party are very insidious people. And just like you said, Joe, they want a race war. Of course they want a race war, because Democrats hate America. They hate this country. They hate what it stands for. They can't stand that it's a republic. They can't stand that it is a republic that acknowledges the God-given rights of man. Democrats, by their very nature, want a democratic process where the popular vote can supersede the authority of God. Hey, just the way that Satan wanted to ascend north of God's throne, it's the same thing. So, and a great way to do that is to center these things around race, just like the Democrats did with the Confederacy, because they want to have the supremacy over someone else. And that was going to turn out to be a supremacy over a lot of people. Lincoln knew that. So Democrats are still doing that today, and their main target is blacks to be able to use as a leverage against this republic. And so the systemic racism that people see so much grievances for, they're happening where Democrats are in control, where you got the high school dropout rates, the highest unemployment rate, the highest drug addictions, the highest incarcerations, the highest teen pregnancies and stuff like that, abortions. Well, these are all in Democrat areas. Now, when you have that kind of thing that is such a hindrance to the black community, yeah, that's systemic racism, because these people are targeted. It's an institution of arrested development to keep the black community as a voter stock, and not only as a voter stock, but as a body of influence to make other people feel guilty and vote for whatever Democrats want by way of sympathy votes. You know, so is it totally systemic? It's a full-on, well-mastered strategy.
It's amazing. I'm listening to you talking. I'm thinking to myself, I mean, think about what they've been able to do. You've hired a stockbroker. You've given him $1 million, and 10 years later, you're down to $312 left in your account, but you want to hire him back again. I mean, when it comes to all this racism, they see it. I mean, look at Joe Biden. He's got a lifelong history on video, on audio, of being a racist.
Yeah.
And yet he's got I don't know where it is now, but had a high approval rating in the black community. And you know, some of my side was, well, it shows you how ignorant they're being. No. It shows you what a poor job we've done of getting our message out. Seriously. They show us as the wine and cheese people who have don't care about the little guy on the other side of the tracks. Right? I mean, am I wrong?
Mm-mm. Not at all, man. Not at all. It's almost like you have to laugh at it. You're right. And in describing these people, and it can be like right there in front of their face. But hey, just like we know it in the word, Joe, the word of God calls Satan, his name means the accuser. And that's a powerful weapon. And Democrats, like their father, the devil, know how to use that bad boy, you know, with deadly accuracy. You know, and they keep the accusations going. And the nastiest accusation they can put on conservatives is that you're a racist. So that is like the most abominable thing that a person can be accused of being. And, you know, Democrats, it's not only do they have it, it's like I said, a lot of times conservatives give them the fuel to be able to do it. Conservatives have to start being counterintuitive to be able to move down the field. It's like they're acting on instinct and trying to defend themselves and reject certain things. It's like, no, don't do that. Go ahead and take what they throw at you, and then you can swing it right back at them.
Yes.
You know, with double force.
That's why you have to be informed. You have to be informed so you can truly take that information and go, whoa, wait, what? Oh, no. Let me tell you who started that.
Yes.
Right? Let me tell you who the founder of A, B, and C was. Who do you think brought Jim Crow into the picture? It wasn't a bunch of Republicans, okay? Mm-hmm. And when we were talking about giving women the right to vote, it wasn't the Republicans screaming, what are you, out of your mind? There's some standard or whatever. You know? That's not, they belong in the kitchen. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
We have allowed them to skew history. We've allowed them to skew the message. You know, and for what reason? Because we want to play nice, right?
I mean, of course. But yeah, we don't want any drama. I mean, man, we just want to be able to make an honest living, man, and just enjoy our freedom. You know, but conservatives have to remember, you know, anything that you want to enjoy, it doesn't matter what it is. It has to be protected. you know, things of value, things that you want to enjoy, they have, there's a maintenance process to all these things. And if we want to live in peace and enjoy and freedom and stuff like that, well, we've got our maintenance work to do, because you're always going to have people who are going to want to take that away from you. That's
yeah, but then you have the age old line, and you've heard it over and over and over again. And it for me, it frosts me, but you know, that God's in control, and this is the way he wants it. He wanted Joe Biden as president, even though what was the last number I saw, there was like 38 million evangelicals that didn't get off their butts to vote. And it just, it, you know, I mean, they want you in the black community. They want you to be ignorant and not have any money you know, be on unemployment or welfare or whatever, because that's God's plan. That stuff, you might as well just stick a red hot rod in my head. Okay, I mean, we've been sold this, haven't we? From the Christian community, this has been sold, right?
You know, I'm kind of like one of those cats who says that you know, we get the government we deserve.
Oh, that's
and right. You know, the thing is, God already had a plan. Well, we screwed that up.
Wait a minute, what do you mean we?
You know, I would like to think that, hey man, Adam, you know, that's on you.
Right.
But unfortunately, we got to include us in Adam's transgression, so we got to pay some of that. We got to pay for that, too.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
He went
thank
along.
You.
She must have been really pretty, dude. I'm serious.
Yeah. Hey, no comment. But hey, thank you to Jesus, man, that he solves that. But the thing is, we, you know, just being the knuckleheads that we are, you know, God's got to work with that. It's like, look, man, I've got to work with what it is that you guys are doing. And yeah, I'm still on the throne. I am in control. But in my control, I give you guys instructions. You're not supposed to just sit back and just let these things happen. That's part of why these things are happening. But I gotta, you know, it's not like I wanted this for you. You know, I already had what I wanted for you, and that got messed up. So now we got to do it like this. But y'all better get off your butts and you better put this thing to work, man. I gave you instructions, you know. And but I know how this is going to turn out. I know that some of you guys are just going to sit on your butts. And I know that some of you guys are going to be like, God's in control. I don't have to do this. God's like, yeah, I know that, too. I know that you guys are going to do that. I got to work with what I got, you know. And he's going to, no matter what, God's going to pull it off masterfully.
Oh, I listen, ultimately, his will get done. Does it get in my personal opinion, does it get done perfectly? No. No, because if he called Joe to do something, and he's going to give Joe the opportunity to do something, and I don't come through, or I screw it up on purpose, or whatever, he's got Joe as plan B. And you know, he probably have our wives as plan C and D, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to get done, but it doesn't get done exactly like he wants it to get done.
In our world, it's gonna be messy. It's gonna be a messy process. His justice is going to be perfect, and he uses our. And you know, he's just, you know, talk about the ultimate recycler. It's like he just knows how to, you know, take our garbage, man, and he knows how to do something excellent with it, man. So.
Yeah. But we, the thing that we had to fight for, the thing that we had to make sure that we didn't do. Personal opinion, we didn't do. And that is, we need to make sure that God is number one in this country, number one in what we do. When Jerry Nadler's out there, you know, talking about how God has no place in Congress, every Christian in his community where he was voted in, every Jew in his community should have been, the hair should have been up on the back of their neck, and they should have impeached that little guy or voted him out or whatever they could do there. But they'll forget about it next time. They go, gee, what went wrong? Right? All right. How do people get your music? How do they find your Bible study?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. My music project is 20 Pound Sledge, the Zopium Den, the Zoloft. Hope to see you guys here.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Guess what's coming up next? Yeah, we're going to have Governor Scott Walker on with us later on in the hour. I've got a great new thing going with a young conservative Republican. We'll be back in a few minutes.